Doris Roberts passed away, 90 years old. Everybody Loves Raymond stars and more, and celebrities mourn the hilarious, indelible actress. And she passed away at the age of 90. She's done a lot. She did a lot of work. And you know, most she's mostly remembered for Everybody Loves Raymond. And you know, she won 5 Emmys, which I think a lot of people forget. You know that show was on. How long was that show on? That show had to be on for like 9-10 years, right? It was on for a long time. And she was very, very funny on it. And she and Peter Boyle together, they were the funniest thing on the show, in my opinion. Like, they were great. She and Peter Boyle were really funny on that show. So a lot of people remember from that. But she did a lot. Well, how many seasons did you find out?
Yeah, it was 9 years.
9 years.
96 to 05.
Right. Oh, man. So that's a long run, you know? And so she had great chemistry with Peter Boyle. And, you know, she was very, very funny comedic actress and could deliver a line beautifully. But she'd been on a ton of stuff. She was on a ton of stuff. She was on Remington Steele. She was like a regular on Remington Steele. She was on, do we have the theme for Angie? Maybe that,
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. There was this show. Let me explain what the show is, because when I mentioned to Dan that I wanted to pull some sound for Doris Roberts, I mentioned Angie, and he was like, I have no idea what that is. And I'm assuming, Esmeralda, you have no idea what Angie is.
No, I got excited about Remington Steele.
Oh, yeah, well, Remington Steele ruled.
Yeah.
With Pierce Brosnan. Are you a big fan of Pierce Brosnan?
No, there was just a time when I was 12 or 13, spending a summer in California, where I sat on my butt and ate popcorn and watched Remington Steele.
That's all you did?
All summer.
All summer long. It was a Remington Steele summer.
Yeah.
And you'll never forget it.
Oh, no.
Stephanie Zimbalist was in that show. And she was a babe. She was an 80s babe. So that means she wore shoulder pads and had bangs that were curled. and then the back part of her head was poofed up to the ceiling, because that's how all chicks looked in the 80s. So, but Doris Roberts was on this show called Angie. Now, Angie was a sitcom that was on in the 70s, and I think it went into the early 80s. I don't know. I think it was probably on 3-4 seasons. I want to say late 70s and maybe into the early 80s.
Now, this is unofficial because it's in the body of a YouTube description, but this video says 79 to 80.
Okay, that would make sense around that time. And it starred Donna Pascal. Donna Pascal was most remembered as one of the chicks in Saturday Night Fever. The girl who had the biggest crush on Tony, and she was really awkward and shy, and would do anything to please him, and that was Donna Pascal, and she ended up getting this part as Angie because of that role in Saturday Night Fever. Even though the role in Saturday Night Fever was really dark and kind of sad, but because she played like she had like a New York accent, they were like, oh, you can just play a New York chick. And Robert Hayes was the male lead in that. Robert Hayes was Ted Stryker. He was the lead in Airplane. That's Robert Hayes. He's the guy in Airplane who had the drinking problem, would pour the water on his eye instead of his mouth because he had a drinking problem. See? That movie rules. By the way, I'm showing that movie in July at my film club.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Robert Hayes was the lead, and Angie was played by Donna Pascal. Donna Pascal's mom on that show was Doris Roberts. And I remember Doris Roberts from movies in the 70s. She had small roles in really terrific, very smart movies in the 70s. Like Elaine May's A New Leaf, Elaine May's A Heartbreak Kid. She knew Elaine May really well. Elaine May, one of the greatest comedic minds and voices in the history of anything. One of my favorite people ever. And she was also in The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, which is one of the best thrillers of the 70s. Esmeralda, have you ever seen The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3?
I have not.
And you didn't see the remake either.
No.
with Denzel. And speaking of Saturday Night Fever, Travolta's in that. Well, if you're going to see either of them, obviously you have to see. Have you seen them, Dan?
I've seen bits and pieces of the original.
Yeah.
It was on TV like a year ago. But
kicks ass.
Yeah, I have to sit through it, the whole thing.
A classic 70s thriller. Classic. Matthau, please. Please, Robert Shaw, come on. Anyway, Doris Roberts is in The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, and she plays the mayor's wife, and she rules in it. And I remember her from that and all these movies. And then, but when Angie came on, it was like the first sort of big lead that she had on a regular series. And she played Donna Pascal's mom. Now, back in the 70s and early 80s, there were lots of very, very memorable TV theme songs. And that was at a time when, you know, all of the shows had TV theme songs. A lot of them had lyrics. Many of them in the 60s and the 70s explained the entire plot of the show within the lyrics of the theme song. Like The Brady Bunch, like Gilligan's Island. The whole story is set up. So, but in the 70s and 80s, some of these, like, sort of, like, groovy, disco-infused songs actually charted. And they became sort of singles. And I think, if I remember correctly, they released this one. This is the, I can't remember the title of this. Is there a title for the song?
Different Worlds.
Oh, okay. So this is the theme song. And Doris Roberts was great on the show. She was great. She was hilarious, and she had wonderful chemistry with Donna Pascal. And that was the first time I remember Doris Roberts becoming a staple on television. And that would continue for years to come. But here's the theme song from Angie, which Doris Roberts was on. Here's the thing. Can you imagine a TV show? Yeah. Could you imagine a TV show dedicating that much time to the opening theme?
It went forever.
It's like, you can't imagine that now. Like, the attention span, now they don't even have themes anymore because you're too busy looking at the fast credits of the show that was on before it. You know, I mean, they don't even, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And it was, and the listeners missed out on the visual, but you get all of the TV theme intro, like, staples are there. You get, like, sights of Philadelphia and, you know, like, aerial shots, and then wacky, like, the waitress sprays whipped cream on somebody else. You get the OU look.
You nut. Yeah. So that was Angie. Boy, that brought back, like, I was just, boom. I was back in eighth grade, man. I was back in just freshman year of high school right there, watching Angie on a Wednesday night on ABC. Anyway, Doris Roberts played. We couldn't find any actual clips from the show because it's such an obscure show that not even YouTube has clips, you know, like actual audio from the show. But Doris Roberts was great on that. We'll talk more about Doris Roberts. She passed away. She was 90. We got some clips from Raymond to play and from one of her Emmy wins. She was terrific, and we'll give you a little more on some of the credits that Doris Roberts had. She passed away yesterday. She was 90. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. Smell dating. It's a thing. Smell your dates before you date. them. And I'm not talking about the produce dates, the fruit. I'm talking about your woman and man that you would enjoy dating. Smell them first. We're going to talk about good and bad smells coming up later. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Doris Roberts passed away. She was 90. Best remembered from Everybody Loves Raymond. And a lot of the celebrities were tweeting out after she passed away. Phil Rosenthal, one of the creators of Everybody Loves Raymond, tweeted, "We loved our mom, the great Doris Roberts, a wonderful, funny, and indelible actress and friend." Patricia Heaton, she texted out, she said, "Truly an end of an era, my wonderful TV mother-in-law and nemesis Doris Roberts was a consummate professional from whom I learned so much. She was funny and tough and loved life, living it to the fullest. Nothing gave her greater joy than her three wonderful grandchildren, of whom she was so proud of. It truly was a privilege, Doris. I love you and miss you." So that's from Phil Rosenthal and Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond, which she was best remembered for. She did a ton of work outside of that and in movies and on TV and stuff, but I guess she's best remembered for Everybody Loves Raymond. Like I said, she and Peter Boyle, I thought, would walk away with every episode of that show. So we got a little clips here from Everybody Loves Raymond. Let's hear one.
Can I just say one thing, Deborah?
I say she can't.
The time arrives in a woman's life when she still can show her body off, but she shouldn't. It's just not becoming of a lady. And I say that for every year you're over 40, you should add an inch to the hemline of your dress.
Well, then you should be dragging around a Persian rug.
There you go. Now, was that from the episode where Patricia Heaton dressed really hot and they all, and she, did you, was that?
Yeah, it was, I only got like part of the context. Because it was part of like a best of reel.
Right.
But, yeah, she was, for some reason, there was some sort of meeting going on.
In the house, yeah, and she's like dressed up.
She was dressed sexily for some reason.
See, Patricia Heaton, man, she, I don't know what it is, but she does.
She looked good, I'm telling you.
She does something for me, I'm telling you. I don't know. Like the, you know, like the older woman kind of thing. Patricia Heaton, who's, I don't think, very much older than I am. She can't be much older than
no.
I am.
No.
But her and, like, for some reason, Meredith Vieira.
Really?
Oh, man. Yeah. And I'm not sure why, but I think both of them are really sort of incredibly sexy. All right, let's play another clip from Everybody Loves Raymond, Doris Roberts.
You have other household things that you need to take care of, like the laundry. Raymond, give me those pants. I'll wash them.
Well, that's okay.
No, Mom. I'm washing those pants for you, damn it.
Mom!
Take off your pants!
She was hilarious on that show. Very, very funny. Okay, one more clip from Everybody Loves Raymond, Doris Roberts.
I can't believe you. If there's ever anything wrong, it's PMS. Huh? Sometimes I don't know what to do. Sometimes I just want to smack you.
I'm sorry.
You smacked me.
I know I did. I'm sorry.
Well, what did you do that for?
It's just that it sounds like you're becoming just like your father.
What are you doing?
I don't know. It's just that he was so awful during my ladies' days. Anytime I happened to make a comment about his usual disgusting behavior, he would just blame it on that.
That's what Ray does.
That's what they all do.
All right. We got more Doris Roberts cuts to play, including an episode that she was featured on All in the Family, where Edith goes into the bar, which at this point I believe was Archie Bunker's place. I think at this point he had purchased the bar. She goes down to the bar, and then she ends up meeting a woman played by Doris Roberts, and there's a scene between the two of them that's pretty great. So we got that as well. All right, we'll take a break here. We got the news coming up and then more tribute to Doris Roberts. And if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200, talk and text. And more celebrity tweets remembering Doris Roberts. We'll take a break here on WGN. Yeah, morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, how are you? We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5. And Doris Roberts passed away. As you probably heard, she was 90. Known as the mother on Everybody Loves Raymond. She had done a ton of work and appeared in a lot of movies and TV shows, the most excited of which Esmeralda was about her work on Remington Steele. So it was just that one summer that you watched Remington Steele?
Yeah, because it was on like every afternoon, and I couldn't go anywhere because I was a kid, and they didn't really have a, they had a yard, but there was like a rooster in it.
Whoa.
The neighbors had a rooster, and the thing would jump into their yard. And I was by myself, so I was like, "I'm not, what am I going to do?" I was older, too. I was like 12, 11, so it's like, right. I'm going to go play.
You can go outside and play with the rooster.
No, that thing. It was a rooster.
They're
fun. Clawed my eyes out.
They're fun. why did they have a rooster? Where was this?
California. Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Yeah, the neighbors had a rooster. It was enormous.
So they had a big... Now, did it do the cock-a-doodle-doo?
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning and stuff?
It did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How the hell? That's annoying.
Woke us up.
Yeah, but so what?
At the appropriate time, you know.
Oh, man.
Morning.
All right. Yeah, so you watched Remington Steele because of a rooster. That's
well, and just boredom.
Boredom.
And then I got real into it, though.
Boredom and a rooster. And you got into Remington Steele that way.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, do you remember Doris Roberts on Remington Steele?
I don't really remember her, no.
I think she was just a semi-regular. It wasn't like she was on every episode. Andy Kindler, great comedian, says, very sad news about Doris Roberts. She was so sweet, kind, and hilarious. Always loved seeing her, and I am lucky to have known her. Rest in peace, Doris. Dennis Leary, Doris Roberts made me laugh so hard so many times. Hashtag everybody loves Marie. Dana Delaney, Doris Roberts loved and lived to act. Only death could stop her. She was a great lady. Billy Eichner. Oh, my God. Billy Eichner is going to say something nice about someone. He's not going to scream it into a stranger's face. Billy on the street. I don't know if I laugh harder at a TV show than I do at Billy on the Street. I could watch him scream in people's faces for 10 hours straight. I love Billy Eichner. Now I know that he's an acquired taste. Esmeralda, I know that you love him too.
No, I love him.
Where do you stand, Dan?
I enjoy Billy on the Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because a lot of people I tell, oh man, it's Billy on the Street, he's hilarious. They're like, what? I think he's absolutely hysterical. I mean, I love him. He says, rest in peace, Doris Roberts. In addition to her work, I love when anyone gets really rich later in life, an inspiration. Nick Swardson, one of the least funniest people who's ever walked the face of the earth. Nick Swardson. Rest in peace, Doris Roberts. Sad news today. We can only hope to live a life that she did. The fact that she did Grandma's Boy blew us away. Honored to have had her. Yeah, she was in Grandma's Boy. Perez. Oh, Perez Hilton. Rest in peace, Doris Roberts, a true TV legend. Everybody loves you. And he put a picture up on his Twitter page, and he did not draw a penis on the face of the person, which is kind of his thing. Robert Davi. Wow. Robert Davi, like one of the classic villains of all time, one of the most distinctive crazy villains in movies and ever, says, sad that Doris Roberts, terrific actress, has died. She was always very kind to me and a great talent. Rest in peace and condolences to her family. If you see Robert Davi, if you've ever, do you know who Robert Davi is, Dan?
No, I mean, I'm sure. Is he one of those guys, if I pull him up,
yeah,
I'll know who he is right away?
Absolutely one of those guys. And never plays anything but a bad guy. Oh, let me give you an example. He's one of the Agent Smiths in Die Hard. Do you know who I'm talking about? He's one of the Agent Smiths.
Yeah, I just pulled him up. He's that guy.
Yep.
Now he's singing Sinatra, though.
Is he? No, he's a very talented guy. It's just that I don't know. What did they work together on? Am I missing something? I mean, you know, they both came up, I believe, you know, in similar circles. So I'm sure that they crossed paths, but I just don't remember Robert Duffy being in anything that Doris Roberts was in. So, all right. Well, we've got a few more clips here. She won the Emmy. Doris Roberts won the Emmy for Everybody Loves Raymond 5 times. 5-time Emmy Award winner for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy. And this is her winning back in 2001. So this is Doris Roberts and her Emmy win in 2001.
Wow. Today is my birthday. What a gift. Oh, thank you all for this wonderful honor. I'm having the best time of my life. I'm 71 tonight. And I'm kicking, honey. I have 3 glorious grandchildren who say, Nanny, you rock. I love working with my fabulous Raymond and Patty and Peter and Brad and the Sweeten kids. My incredible crew, everybody who's connected with Everybody Loves Raymond is incredible. CBS, Les Moonves, from the very beginning, you loved us and you still do. HBO, Worldwide Pants. But let me tell you something. I would not be up here tonight if it wasn't for the brilliance of Phil Rosenthal and our writers. The words that come out of this mouth are not mine. They're the guys and the woman. So bless you all. And onward and upward. And God bless America. Yeah.
All right. There. Dan, when we play the next clip, play the long one, the longer version of it. Okay, cool. All right, so Doris Roberts, 90 years old. She passed away, and we want to play one clip here. This is from an episode of All in the Family. This was later in the run of All in the Family when, you know, the kids were gone and there was no more Gloria, no more Mike, no more Joey. And Archie had bought the bar, Kelsey's bar, and it became Archie Bunker's place, but it was before the show became Archie Bunker's place. And Edith came down to the bar to find Archie or to talk to somebody, and she is kind of like, she comes in and these guys start talking to her at the bar. She's very uncomfortable, and Doris Roberts is there, and she's playing one of the patrons of the bar and invites her over to the table. So two sort of legendary comedic actresses, both lived nice long lives. Both of them lived into their 90s. Doris Roberts was 90, and I believe Jean Stapleton was 93 or 94 when she passed away. 92, 93. She was in her 90s when she passed away. And Jean Stapleton, you know, what can you say about Jean Stapleton as Edith Bunker? I mean, one of the most memorable and wonderful characters in television history. And I've told this story before on the air. The first time I ever realized what acting was, or got a concept of what acting was, I was very young, because when All in the Family started, I was probably 6 or 7, when All in the Family began. And I saw Jean Stapleton on a talk show. I want to say it was Mike Douglas. I want to say she was on Mike Douglas's show. And I saw Jean Stapleton, and he was interviewing her, and then she started talking, and she acted and talked nothing like Edith. Like, not even remotely close. And I remember coming to this epiphany, sitting in front of the TV going, she's acting. Like, honest to God, I didn't really understand the concept of acting until I saw Jean Stapleton just being Jean Stapleton. And the difference between Jean Stapleton as a normal, you know, person and the character that she was playing in Edith. So the two of these women together in this clip are from All in the Family when they both shared some screen time. Here we go.
Oh, it's so nice to have somebody to talk to.
Oh, I know. You and your old man had a little fight, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Only it was the big one.
And you came into booze.
Oh, no, I never booze.
Cruise?
Oh, no. The last time I cruised was on the Hudson River Day one.
That's funny.
No, I just decided that I needed to get away from my husband for a little while.
Hi, Marge.
Hi, Joe. Oh.
Buy you gals a drink?
Sure. Oh, no. Pull up a chair.
Give us another round, Harry.
Joe Foley, this is Edith. The what?
That's right, Edith White.
How you doing? Say, I hope I didn't offend you back at the bar before.
Oh, no.
Now, listen, if you think I'm getting out of line or anything, you just tell me and I'll leave.
If you don't get out of line, I'll leave.
Why don't we all get out of line and leave together?
All right, there you go. Little piece of two phenomenally talented comedic actresses on the same show on All in the Family. All right, we have one more little clip to play from Doris Roberts and a few more reactions from celebrities who are reacting to the fact that Doris Roberts, most known for her work on Everybody Loves Raymond, 90 years old, passed away yesterday. She was really great. And if you have not seen her in movies like A New Leaf, The Heartbreak Kid, Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, and other movies from the 70s and early 80s, really, you should do yourself a favor, especially Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. It's a very small role, but it's a pivotal role, and she's got at least two really great scenes in it. And it's a terrific movie if you've not seen it. So we'll get back to a little tribute to Doris Roberts coming up right here on WGN. Yeah, man. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hey, just looking around through our music vaults here, and I found this song. And Dan, I don't know, you probably weren't listening a couple of weeks ago when I admitted that back in the 70s, I had we were talking about like tape recording songs from the radio and stuff.
Okay.
That's what you did back then.
Right.
And I was talking about how I was obsessed with this song by Styx called Renegade. And that I set I put a 2-hour tape, Memorex tape, into my little radio tape recorder and just hit record and on the classic rock station as my parents and I left to go to Old Chicago. Now, you remember, do you know what Old Chicago was?
Yeah, I was not alive for it.
No,
I know what it was,
yeah,
though.
But you are aware of it.
Yeah.
Indoor amusement
theme park, right? Yeah.
Right, and in Bolingbrook. So we were going, but I was so obsessed with this song, and it was new at the time, Styx, Renegade, that I was just waiting by the radio to tape record it, to record Renegade.
So you rolled for 2 hours
in hopes
Renegade would play?
Yeah, because my parents were like, we got to go. We're going to Great America. We're going to Old Chicago. Let's go. And I was like, well, I want to wait until Renegade. And so we go. And I come back from Old Chicago and immediately run to the tape recorder and hit rewind and rewind the tape all the way back to the beginning in hopes that I'm, you know, because it was only 1 hour, because it was a 2-hour tape, so I'd have to flip it over to get to the other hour.
Right.
So it was only 1 hour's worth of radio. And I'm hoping in that 1 hour that the station played Renegade by Styx. And I get home, I hit the rewind button, I press play, first song on the tape, Renegade by Styx.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And nice. That was Renegade, what I played.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. And then when I look back at that and I'm like, wait a minute, I was obsessed with Renegade by Styx.
Renegade is the one Styx song that everybody can like and not be ashamed of.
I believe you're right. I believe it. There are a couple of songs maybe that are passable, but I mean most of Styx's discography sucks. But Renegade, I just remember like, man, this is the coolest song ever. So, Renegade by Styx. All right. I was such an idiot. Jeez. Okay, Doris Roberts passed away, and she was 90 years old, obviously remembered mostly for Everybody Loves Raymond, but did a lot of other work. A couple of more texts here. So said Mary McDonald. So sad to hear about the dear, amazing Doris Roberts. She brought power into the room. Never stop laughing. Rest in peace to beautiful Doris. And Jaleel White. Why, that would be Oracle. Urkel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The hell is Oracle?
The whale equivalent?
Yeah, that was in the whale version of Family Matters, Oracle. And just by virtue of his size, broke vases and stuff when he came into the apartment, when he came into the house. And then would go, "Did I do that?" Because he was a large, see, he was a large whale.
Right.
See?
Would he be with Coral Winslow then?
Anyway, Jaleel White says, prayers up to sitcom acting vet Doris Roberts. Everybody loves Raymond. Impeccable timing and a great career. Life happens fast. Rest in peace and blessings from Jaleel White. Well, she also did commercials, Doris Roberts, like every actor and actress have done. And we found this one. I found this one on the YouTubes. And it's her. And the other guy in it is a guy who was in everything. He was another one of those actors who did a lot of commercials. Yes, he was in a lot of commercials. But he also was in sitcoms. He was in movies. He was like Doris Roberts, one of those people that showed up in everything in, you know, all the mediums and did a lot of work. And very distinctive face. I couldn't tell you the guy's name. But especially in the 70s, this guy was everywhere. So he is in this commercial, and he's like the husband. She's like the wife. And it's a pretty classic commercial, especially the visuals, because if you remember what these Glade solid air fresheners looked like, then you'll remember what this is. But anyway, this is a Glade air freshener commercial Doris Roberts was featured in.
And as the producer, I just have to preface this with the fact that this was ripped from a YouTube video of somebody who taped a TV of what was probably an old tape from...
Oh, is that what they were doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the sound quality, not the best.
Kind of like when I taped Renegade. So right. Here we go.
Herb, avoid an air conditioner.
An air conditioner?
Not that kind of air conditioner. This kind. New Glade Solid Air Freshener. Conditions the air and gets rid of odors.
How do you plug it in?
You don't, Herb. It's an air freshener. Glade Solid. See, this ventilation system works continuously, so the air smells fresh and clean.
Fits in the window?
It's not an air conditioner. It's an air conditioner.
Oh, really?
New Glade Solid eliminates odors and conditions the air.
Now... here's the thing. I wish I could find that guy's name. Like, if we track that actor's down, because again, he was in 8 million things, that guy. But you have to understand, this guy is obviously a complete idiot, because he's like, it's an air conditioner. Does it fit into the window? And he's holding it in one hand. It's like a little thing, and you peel the cover off, and it's a piece of plastic with a bunch of holes in it, a bunch of weird 70-shaped holes, and that's the ventilating system that she's talking about. This piece of plastic with weird holes in it. You see the ventilating system? And yet this guy's holding it in one hand going, does it fit in the window? Is it an air conditioner?
You don't know nothing.
Go cook something. I'm going to go put this air conditioner in the window. Despite the fact that it's 3 inches long and 1 inch wide, I'm going to go stick it in the window. Clean up the house, you know. Oh, man. You know what I love? Because commercials are ridiculous, obviously. And that commercial's pretty funny, especially with the visual. But I love and there's a whole compilation of this on YouTube and on the internet. Of infomercial fails. You know, like in every infomercial, you try to do something very simple, and it's the hardest task, and it's a disaster every time.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the...
And they're real bad.
Oh, man. Terrible. Like, anything is, like, you can't, like, we were talking yesterday about cooking and how hard it is sometimes to do a perfect easy over egg.
Oh, man. They're always breaking them shells right into the bowl.
Oh, yeah. Well, in the commercial, you try to flip... try to flip an egg and your spatula flies into the wall and the egg explodes all over your kids and kills them and your stove blows up. Like anything that's like anytime you open up one of your cabinets, 50 million piles of Tupperware fall out and kill you. So there is this there's more than one, I'm sure. But there is this compilation of infomercial fails that are out there. And all it is like a minute and a half of everybody doing everything that could go wrong in infomercials.
Yeah, I know Reddit has the, I don't remember what the subreddit is called, but it's, you know, it's got all the different cuts of people like fumbling with spatulas silverware and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's in like GIF form. So they're isolated from,
it's fantastic. That's
even
what I'm talking
worse
about.
Out of context.
It's hysterical. It's absolutely hysterical.